the American people have been suffering for decades now, since 1970, when they took us off the gold standard, put us on the petrodollar standard, have been suffering. Our quality of life has been going down, exporting our jobs first to Mexico, then to China. And Trump wants to change all this. Well, the vested interests, the guys who are getting richer and richer every day while the rest of us get poorer, don't want to change. This is their gravy train. They're going to fight hard to protect their revenue stream. We have our own government agencies, or at least elements of them, that have declared war against the American people to enrich themselves and to fund their black operations. I really feel that this is a clear and present danger to the United States at this point in time, to our constitutional republic. They do have an unelected continuity of government plan where these senior executive service members, bureaucrats who've never been elected by anybody, will take over and run the government, in which case the republic is lost.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Mike Harris joining the program today, and we are going to talk about the ongoing coup, the military coup that is being planned by ex-military leadership around the country and how serious of a situation that is. We're also going to talk about the continuation of government and what that means using the underground tunnels and the areas that were set up to protect us originally, or what they said, from nuclear war that has now been really transformed into something completely different. And we are also going to talk about the Khazarian Mafia and how the whole history of that and how that formed what we have today. It's very controversial. I have a article that Mike Harris actually wrote, and it's gotten over 40 million views, which is unheard of for an article on the internet, but it's really good. And if you get the time to read it, I really highly suggest you do. And we go through that article. Now, I don't air the entire show here. I air all of part one, which this first one is on YouTube and everywhere else. And then not all of part two is going to be on YouTube. I'm going to have to put the uncensored version on my website and on BitChute and on Library and all the other places that my podcast is, because it will be censored. You know, YouTube doesn't want that type of material, so I'm just not going to put it up there because they don't want it, and I just will do what they want. I don't want my channel coming down because we talk about specific subjects that they don't want us to talk about, but it is history and it is very interesting, but it's controversial because it's not necessarily the history they believe, or that they actually want out there, because I don't even know if they believe or not believe it. They just don't know about it. So, well, the people who are censoring don't know about it. But that being said, this is a two-part interview, and I hope you watch both part one and two. It is important. The interviews that I'm doing so many different interviews now, and they are also important. I'm trying to bring on the best guests and bring you the best information to educate you on what's going on, educate myself as well. I think you'll be pretty impressed with the lineup that's coming up. And if you get a chance, look at some of these interviews, like the Rocco Galati interview with the lawsuit going on in Canada against COVID, the interview I just did about the geoengineering and the weather warfare that's going on. There's a document that I put up on Patreon. It is public, and it was written by two doctors, and one of the doctors is the current medical director for the Florida Health Department, and they're involved in this lawsuit as well. And there's also a whistleblower that just came forward that was part of these programs. So it looks like the case is going to be moving forward in a much better manner now, because they actually have a insider saying, yeah, I did it, in a witness. And they not only do they have all the technical information and the hardcore evidence, they actually have a whistleblower. So you should listen to that interview as well. It's really informative. And go to my Patreon at patreon.com/Sarah Westall. It's public, and look at that document. I think it is really eye-opening. I also want to tell you that the $5 detox that I have going on, it's for getting out toxins at the cellular level. It works over 100 times better than any other detox out there. And I've been doing research trying to find any, because there's a lot of people that say that they can get out heavy metals out of their cells, and I just haven't seen the proof yet. And so I want to see proof from people. Anybody that says they can do it with the smoothie or something, or some home concoction, I want to see proof, actual studies that show that those ingredients do this, because it's very difficult to get heavy metals out of your cells and then flush it out of your body. And this works. The Zeolite is like a binder. It binds to the heavy metals and it removes it, flushes it out of your system, and it's gentle, and it's not like a chelation situation where it's very harsh. This is gentle, and it's not going to hurt you, and it only gets out the bad, only gives out the heavy metals and things that are positively attracted to zeolites. And you should read about it at the trial that I have going on, or even my website. I'll have two links, because this trial for $5 where you can detox, it's a $5 a month supply. It's available to anybody in the world, because a lot of people were asking, if I live in Canada or if I live in Europe, can I get it? Yes, you can get it. In US, the $5 includes shipping. Everywhere else, you need to pay for your shipping, but otherwise it's still $5. So it's still a wonderful deal. And even after, if you miss this promo, it's still a great deal. It's, if you get on a monthly deal, it's $63 a month. For what this does, it's absolutely incredible price. And for the fires going on, we really need to detox and get this out of your system. You feel so much better with these heavy metals out of your system. And I want to tell you, it ends on today. It's supposed to go run for a week, but because of all the different time zones, people will be able to actually get it for $5 through tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 15th. But I do want you to hurry, because this is the promo is running out. If the time is there, you know, is the time is now where you need the last call to get this if you're interested. And people who are worried about the auto ship, you have to sign up for an auto ship to do this $5 deal. If you don't like it, you can always cancel it. So it's a great way to try this and get healthy and to detox for $5. I can't tell you how much I recommend doing this. And I know some people hate that I talk about products in this intro, but this is information that everybody needs to hear. It's so important with these fires going on, the pollution level that these people are dealing with. It's the worst ever in history over there. This will help you. This is so good. So please share it with people. It's really important for our health. Okay, so let's get in to this important interview with Mike Harris.
Mike, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
Well, Sarah, it is absolutely my pleasure to be here. And to tell the truth, I am very flattered that you invited me to be here today, which is September 10th, 2020. And the reason I'm flattered by this is because this is the day that Donald Rumsfeld, when he was Secretary of Defense under George W. Bush, announced to the world that the Pentagon could not account for a missing $2.3 trillion. And so that is a significant notation there that was overshadowed and completely obliterated, completely blocked by the next day's actions, which was, as we all know, 9/11/2001, when the dark forces of the Khazarian mafia brought down the Twin Towers in New York, brought down Building 7, detonated or launched a cruise missile into the Pentagon, and that other object, obviously not an airplane because there's no debris, went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So I'm just delighted that you gave me this window of opportunity to discuss these issues, because as long as the real perpetrators of 9/11 are walking around free, their agenda is still on track, and they're the ones who are openly committing asymmetrical warfare against the United States of America and its people. And so thank you very much for inviting me on this auspicious date, because we cannot forget what they did to us.
Well, I guess it's just destined, right? To ask you on this day. But let's talk about that wonderful day in 9/11 and what happened afterwards, and then tie into what their agenda really is and who they are.
Well, I want to talk about, first of all, I want to direct everyone to Veterans Today, because Gordon Duff has put together the most comprehensive analysis of 9/11 and documents it as being a nuclear event that occurred on U.S. soil that was covered up by Robert Mueller, you know, the guy from the Russia investigation, that Robert Mueller, former head of the FBI, you know, Duff has done an outstanding job collecting data from numerous world experts and documenting the actual physics of what happened, how it happened, why it happened, where the nuclear materials were stolen from. They were stolen from the U.S. government during the START treaty's implementation, when we were downsizing our nuclear arsenal. They stole the W-54 pits. They were stolen from a company called Pantex out of Texas, where and the theft was covered by a chemical fertilizer fire at the same location. So there's an immense amount of data in there for anyone who wants to know what really happened on 9/11, not the BS story that it was 19 Arabs with box cutters that flew airplanes into the Twin Towers. I mean, the physics of an aluminum aircraft bringing down a 250,000 ton building, not much less two of them, an aluminum aircraft that weighs maybe 200,000 pounds, and the kerosene resulted in that, and it dustified the entire building, reduced. I mean, I can't say vaporized it, but they turned it into literally dust, and we all saw this on TV. It was just it changed America forever, and it allowed them to subvert our Constitution, and with the Patriot Act, and then subsequent to that, the NDAA, and other things, to where the Bill of Rights no longer exists, and they can subvert it. And I'll talk about that with an incident I witnessed just recently, well, yesterday in court in federal courthouse here in Arizona, but. These are the things that are going on. And folks, you know, it's hard to stay focused on issues like 9/11 so much later, but the perpetrators are walking free. They need to be brought to justice.
Yeah. And I want to talk about why that's important, that they need to be brought to justice, and how they tie into this overall plan. Because if you just start, you know, talk about 9/11, people are like, God, that was 20 years ago. But if we talk about how what these this group is and how it's today and how it's affecting us and what's really going on, then people are like, yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, you look at what's going on militarily. What did 9/11 result in? It resulted in a war against Iraq, death of millions, cost us $7 trillion between Iraq and Afghanistan, two deep military involvements. We are still engaged there. We are still Trump is trying very hard to withdraw the troops out of there, and he's being fought hammer and tong by the military industrial complex that as far back as Eisenhower warned us about. And I want to remind people of something. You know, there was an earlier movement to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, only to have ISIS pop up in Syria. And I want to point out that David Petraeus, when he was general commanding the Iraqi operation, the Iraqi theater of engagement, during the pullout, he took all of the surplus U.S. Vehicles, weapons, munitions, everything, and instead of destroying them as protocol, he depoted them in Iraq, where ISIS came through like a thief in the night and stole them all. And that's where ISIS got a lot of their initial weaponry and all that. It was set up because the military industrial complex, and this goes not just the generals who are dirty, but I'll talk about that later, But this goes back to the Lockheeds, the Raytheons, the Northrop Grummans, all of the people who make money supplying war materials to our U.S. government. The reason we've been in Iraq 17 years and can't seem to get out, the reason we've been in Afghanistan 19 years and can't seem to get out are multifaceted. But one of those reasons is that these military industrial contractors who supply these materials don't want to give up their gravy train, because they have shareholders and they get bonuses, and these generals go to work
for them deal.
After
yeah.
they retire.
Well, did you see the Senator Richard Black? He's past senator now, but he was a JAG officer and a colonel in the military. He just put out a video 2 days ago. I interviewed him, and I actually took my interview with him about Syria and where they got the weapons and all the stuff you're talking about, and put it into a book form because I thought that interview was just so good with him. But he put out a video 2 days ago. Actually, he was at a Schiller Institute conference and they put it out. But he talks about the fact that that there is a coup, a military coup by these dirty ex-military leadership against Trump going on right now. And they 100 of them 2 weeks ago, we didn't talk about this, but 100 of them did an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, I saw Senator Black's interview, and I agree, and he is spot on that Article 88 of the UCMJ, which stands for Uniform Code of Military Justice, these generals are flirting with getting hung by what they're advocating. It depends on how aggressive the prosecution is. But the point here is that Trump has come in as a reformer, to drain the swamp and make the American government work for the American people. The American people have been suffering for decades now, since 1970, when they took us off the gold standard, put us onto the petrodollar standard, have been suffering. Our quality of life has been going down, exporting our jobs first to Mexico, then to China. And Trump wants to change all this. Well, the vested interests, the guys who are getting richer and richer every day while the rest of us get poor, don't want to change. This is their gravy train. They're going to fight hard to protect their revenue stream, and that's what Trump is up against. And I'm going to give you a tip. Any general who served primarily in Afghanistan, somewhat in Iraq, who was involved there, is not to be trusted under any circumstances. And the reason is,
why would you say
the reason is that the opium trade, which is over $3.5, almost $4 trillion a year revenue stream, primarily managed by the CEA with the cooperation of the military brass who are there, uses this. They use the same model they used during Iran-Contra. I don't know if you remember this, but there are congressional hearings. Ollie North, John Poindexter, William Casey of the CIA, and George H.W. Bush were all indicted and found guilty by Congress and pardoned by Ronald Reagan for taking cocaine, rendering it into crack, and selling it in the black inner cities. Well, now they're doing the same business model with opium out of Afghanistan, but they're doing it against the entire American population. The result of this has been the opium crisis you've heard of. And you know, if any other foreign nation was generating 80,000 U.S. citizens' deaths every year, it would be declared an act of war. But instead, we have our own government agencies, or at least elements of them, that have declared war against the American people to enrich themselves and to fund their black operations.
Yeah, it's terrible. This is how they took down China back in the day, through the opium.
Well, it is. Well, we'll get to China later. But you know, the point is that all of these generals cannot be trusted because they're dirty. They've taken bribes. They've been promised jobs with the big contractors. They have overseen and supervised the export of opium and heroin out of Afghanistan into the U.S. and into every other nation in the world. And that is not the purpose of our military. That is not the purpose of the CIA. They're in violation of their mandates. They're openly committing treason against the American people. I mean, think about it. 80,000 American deaths. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
That's twice. That's per year. That's twice what we lost in Vietnam.
But it's not just the deaths. It's the complete erosion of society. That's why China was, the Communist Party could take over and they collapse China that way. You can collapse the entire country. Now, is the drug trade now, what I hear is the drug trade and the human trafficking trade is really tied together. So are they also involved in that?
I don't know what I don't know about the military involvement in that. I do know that human trafficking is a huge problem, and I do know that Trump has organized the Central Command and the U.S. here to start interdicting drugs and traffic. And I'm going to let you all on a little hint. You've heard Trump talk about the woman who was rescued in Honduras.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Well, before you say it, talk about what he said about her in the press conference. It was out of the blue, and it seemed weird.
Well, he said that this is going to open people's eyes. This is going to change how people perceive things. They're going to see how horrible things are and what's really going on.
Now, who is this?
I've been told by two reliable sources that it's Natalie Holloway.
Wow. So is this going to come public, or how do you have any idea?
It's going to come public. However, they're working with her to try to help de-traumatize her. And, number one, keep her safe because she's a liability to the bad guys, and to de-traumatize her so that she can tell her story in a cogent and intelligible way. But that is what I have been told. I'm relying on other people's, hearsay essentially, but from two different sources. I've been told that it's Natalie Holloway.
And what did they do? I mean, she was like the Epstein, she was an older high. She was just graduated from high school, and then she disappeared.
Yeah,
she was very beautiful.
Did disappear in Aruba, and that she was down in Honduras and used to entertain various drug lords and other people who are important to the deep state and their black ops.
So basically it's the Epstein kind of honey trap where they take these young, beautiful teenage girls and then they use them for that. But this was, it wasn't Epstein's group, it's a different, because different groups, Epstein, from what I understand, is tame compared to some of these other groups. And she must have been in one of the other really bad groups.
Well, like I said, I don't know what I don't know. I mean, they've got this thing locked down tight. I was lucky to get that piece of intel out about her identity. But speaking of Epstein, you give me a great segue into here, Les Wexner. And Les Wexner, the guy who owns Limited, Gap, Victoria's Secret, all those retail outlets, billionaire. He's one of the guys who's in this group called the Mega Group. And the Mega Group is a group of 11, 12 billionaires who really are the guys who planned, orchestrated, and funded the entire operation for 9/11 to take down the Twin Towers and to drive the U.S. into unending war. You see, if you remember back under Reagan, when we had Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, bring down the wall, we were expecting to have a huge peace dividend, okay? So our military-industrial complex had to invent a new enemy. So they created the War on Terror. And that was going to be a 100-year war. We'll never win this. It's a clash of cultures, all this kind of nonsense. But the Mega Group is the group that was behind it. And you look at who's in the Mega Group. We've got Les Wexner. He's one of them. You ever, Seagram's Liquor, the Bronfman family.
Yep.
Charles Bronfman's one of them.
They're involved with Nexium.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Another, human trafficking. They call it a sex cult, but it's got a little other purposes than that. Another Leonard Abramson, another guy. He was a founder of health maintenance organizations. Edgar Bronfman, the other Bronfman's brother. A guy named Max Fisher, a Republican, head of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Mm-hmm. Harvey Meyerhoff. Steven Spielberg is one of the newest members. Okay.
Did you hear that Steven Spielberg, his daughter, put out a thing about being a adult entertainer and how she feels so liberated by being that role? But
I haven't followed that, but it's just
well, I'm just saying that it was really quite eye-opening. But go ahead, keep going.
And then the last name I've got is a guy named Lawrence Tisch, and these are the guys who are really the perpetrators. Now, when I was in Syria on the trips I've made there, trying to keep the U.S. out of Syria, because you know, at the time I had a young son, 15, 16 years old, I didn't want him to have to grow up and end up over there. So I figure I'll go. At my age, I've got much less life ahead of me than any that he does or any other young, you know, young man who may end up over there, young woman may end up over there losing their lives. So I don't mind putting myself in harm's way for the greater good. But what I learned over there is that the jihadi in the field, you know, as dangerous as they are, and they can kill you, don't get me wrong, but they're not the ones to be afraid of. The ones to be afraid of, the true terrorists, are the guys who write the checks and fund this stuff.
Yep.
And this mega group is the one who funded 9/11, and they've gotten extremely wealthy over this. I mean, the SEC has yet to tell us who shorted the airline stocks the day before 9/11. You know, I mean, they've got the information. They know who it is.
Exactly.
They know who did this. And so I want to point out something. You know, movies tell us a lot. And the last four James Bond movies featuring Daniel Craig, starting with Casino Royale, going on to Quantum of Solace, going on to Skyfall, and ending in Spectre. If you watch those movies and ignore the action, but watch what's going on. And the first one, Casino Royale, this guy, Lachiffe, he invests $100+ million for some African warlord, and he's going to double his money. It'll be available to him anywhere in the world. And so how he's going to double his money and yet fund other terrorism is some airline is getting ready to launch their new flagship airliner, the largest in the world. They're getting ready to roll it out. Well, this Lachiffe character comes up with a plan to destroy it, to bomb it. And he shorts the stock, bets the whole 100 million plus bucks on it, shorts the stock. And he's ready there, but Bond thwarts the destruction of the airline. Lachiffe loses his bet and loses his money. The warlord from Africa is after him, going to kill him. And so the rest of the story is about that. But this is what they do whenever they want to raise money, is they will look at some big announcement, some big thing coming up. 9/11 is a perfect example. They knew it was going to happen. They wanted to raise other money to fund other things. So they shorted the airline stocks to make other billions of dollars to fund their other activities. And these James Bond movies tell a story about the organization that's behind this. Now, in the James Bond movies that get it through Hollywood, they have to make them look like they're German Nazi types. But really, they're not. This is it's all this Jewish mega group type people who are actually behind it. But I digress from our interview here, but go ahead.
No, that's very interesting. And I want to tie it back to what's going on today. And then I want to get into the Kasarian Mafia, because that's what these people really are. And you have a wonderful article that you posted, and I reposted it on my site as well. But how do these people, now you said they just raise a lot of money and they keep raising money. 9/11 made them even wealthier. What are they doing with that money now, and how does it tie to today? Because we're watching they're taking down the United States.
Well, that's what they're doing, is they're taking down the United States. The United States is their last major obstacle to inflicting their new world order, and then implementing their plan to destroy 80-90% of the human race in order to end global warming and to, you know, make the planet a garden for themselves, and not have to worry about the useless eaters out there who just take up space and pollute things.
Well, what do they do once they kill 90% of the people and it's a garden? Now what, they're going to be bored. I don't know. I just thought about that. It's just ridiculous.
Sure, but... sir, I don't know. But, you know, what I do know is that this is my personal observation. What they're advocating, what they're promoting, what they're working on is not a human agenda. Okay. That's not how humans work. That's not how we think. That's not how we act. These guys act in 100-year plans, 500-year plans. Your average business today works on a 5-year plan. That's as far out as we can project, as far as we can assume, because things change between day one and the last day of year five. But these guys work in a much longer time range. I don't know what it is, but there is an unseen hand that meddles in human affairs. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's extraterrestrial. I don't know if it's some rogue AI. I don't know if it's some interdimensional thing. I don't know if it's demonic. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know if we have immortals living among us that have, three, four, 5,000 year lifespans. I don't know. But something is meddling and directing human affairs in a direction they want that is very anti-human to regular folks like you and I and everybody else on the planet, whether you're a Pakistani or from the Congo. They don't want us around, and that's part of it. So do I know what they want? I do not. I do not even know who they are, but I do notice that this agenda is very anti-human, and it's just not, like I said, I'm bewildered.
Well, the mega group now, are they part of this group that wants that, or are they tools for this hidden hand?
Well, I like again, I don't know what I don't know, but it is if I had to make an educated guess, I would guess they are tools.
Okay, that would make sense. Now, how does the technocracy tie into this? The technocrats that want everything run by science and they got their weird ideas, and it's very much what the Nazi experiments were about. They were technocrats, just cold-hearted science experiments, things that aren't holistic, but it's to fill their goals and their agendas.
Well, again, if you look at what the technocracy is driving to, they're highly censoring any conservative or alt-right or progressive, not progressive, populist thinking. And they're producing their own narrative, and that's the only narrative that they will allow to be on their platforms. Now they're operating under exemptions, which should be revoked because they've become content producers and editors, not merely a public posting
A
billboard.
utility.
And so they need to lose their exempt status, the Facebooks, the
Exactly.
Twitters, the YouTubes. You post all or you post nothing. And otherwise you lose your exemptions, and you can be sued, and you can be gotten after.
At least post all legal content. If it's illegal, fine, because then you're following orders and
Well,
the
yeah, I mean,
law.
no,
But
nobody wants to have child pornography posted on anything like that, or any of these abusive things, anything like that. But yeah, post everything that is legal and above board and allow dissenting opinions. But they don't do that, and they're here to shut us up, and they're here to mind control us and get us to think the way they want us to think. And so I can't believe that this United States has become what it is, because this is not the country that I grew up in. This is a
no,
very, very different country,
very, very
to where I
different.
have to watch my mouth and be careful what I say. I mean, there's certain words that if you mention them on YouTube, you'll get censored, and they're talking about developing one for COVID now, and they have one for polio, and they have another one for something else. But I'm not going to use the word, because I don't want this to get blocked. So
Yes.
it's how they are. And there's another number of other buzzwords out there that we can't talk about, but people need to realize this, and they need to become free thinking.
Exactly.
But I want to go back to the coup business, because I really feel that this is a clear and present danger to the United States at this point in time, to our constitutional republic.
Well, and let me ask you, because I do too. When I first saw that, I immediately made, posted it, and I immediately sent a message to him. I'm talking to Harley Schlanger, who is with the LaRouche group that actually put on that conference, and then he's trying to set up an interview with with him and Harley and with Richard Black. So I'm so glad I'm talking to you, because I know you are very up on this as well. But what I was going to say is, there's also, I've heard, and you can talk about, hopefully bring some kind of clarity to this, is there's a continuation of government that they're planning as well, in case things go awry. And that's under in the, my dad used to be part of that back in the 80s because he was worked for the Army Corps of Engineers and he was a civilian who would have been in charge of that. Now, the world was different back then, but I understand what that is. That means if we have a some kind of event, our government can still continue. But please go on and talk about that and tie that in because I think that ties in to this.
Well, the continuity of government is their plan B. And, there is a coup and let's say something happens to Trump or whatever, whoever, they do have an unelected continuity of government plan where these senior executive service members, bureaucrats who've never been elected by anybody will take over and run the government, in which case the republic is lost. And so they developed this with, they sold it with all the right word. Well, something happens. How do we continue?
Well, nuclear war back then. I mean, it was different. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a threat of nuclear war and it was set up with all, but it has been hijacked and it's been repurposed to something that is bad and nefarious now and to where we can't trust it. But about these generals, now, if I was Trump, and if I could get an audience with him, give him some advice, here's what I'd tell him. I would say, fire every general you have on staff and bring JAG charges against all the generals who worked for you. Because both Mattis, Kelly, and what was the other guy's name who was in there? Just had on my tongue. But anyway, these guys were talking coup. They need to be, arrested.
Absolutely.
They need to be put in the brig, have a military tribunal for these guys for advocating a coup against the elected president of the United States. I mean, this is nonsense. But, the military has had a policy for a long time, and that is nobody gets promoted above colonel to general unless they have what we'll call moral flexibility.
Yes, this is what I was going to ask you about. Keep going.
Which allows them to bend the rules and get done whatever it is they've been ordered to get done.
So the best and the brightest are not being promoted. And
the best and the brightest don't know.
It's destroying our military. How many decades have this been going on now?
Several. But let me finish my point. What Trump ought to do, and that is fire all of the sitting generals, all of them. Clean house. You're done. Out. Get out. Go back and look at all the colonels who were passed over and do a one-by-one evaluation as to why they were passed over. And those who lack the moral flexibility are the ones who need to be promoted into general. We need another set of George Pattons and
100% agree.
Those are the kind of generals we need. The guys who will go out and fight to win a war. We haven't won a war in a long time. We didn't win Vietnam. We've not won Afghanistan. We've not won Iraq. And the reason is that these generals are being promised these cushy board seats and positions with Mattis on, I think he's on Grumman. But they've been promised these positions. Just keep the war going another couple years. Just keep it going. Don't win it. Don't win it. We'll have a board seat for you. You're going to live a great life. These guys are sellouts. These are traitors. And Trump really needs to be aware of that.
Well, don't you think he is now? I mean, because he's been pushing back, trying to end these endless wars. He's been cleaning up trafficking. And this pushback is to be expected if you're going to be doing what he's doing. But the only way to be able to finish the job is to do what you're saying and get rid of these guys.
Well, and it's not just there. But let me finish my thought that I was trying to complete.
Okay, keep that going. Sorry.
Anybody who understands military operations understands that the two key positions that win battles, win war, get the job done are your colonels and your NCOs, your non-commissioned officers, your sergeants. You have colonels on your side. You've got sergeants on your side. You are made. The generals will find themselves hanging from a lamppost if you're not careful. But those are the two groups that where I believe Trump still has loyalty among, and those are the true groups that actually win the war for you. They are without a doubt the backbone of any military, whether it's U.S., Russian, Chinese, anywhere. Those are the two groups, and those are the people that Trump's hearts and minds he has to win which I believe he has.
Well, then, so their military coup that they're going to try to do, will it be effective if the colonels and the NCOs, that's what you said, the NCOs, right, are in Trump's camp?
It's going to be ugly either way, but unless you've got the hearts and minds of the colonels and NCOs, you don't have a chance. And the generals know this. I mean, they do. They pretend they beat their chest and they issue orders and they act like I am not to be defied. But when push comes to shove, that's really where the power of the military is. That is the backbone.
Well, when push comes to shove, when you're going to be doing a military coup, it's a little different because now you're asking them to commit treason because you're some big guerrilla. It's different than going into a war, doing something that was sponsored, that's more like what your country is supposed to do. But when you're asking to destroy your country, you're asking for something different.
Well, when you're asking to depose a duly elected president, I mean, you're really playing with fire there. And what was that movie, 14 Days in May or whatever it was, where Kirk Douglas was attempting a coup and got thwarted at the last minute? I forget what the movie was. It eludes me now. But that's what Trump is dealing with, and it's not just in the military;
Yes.
it is in the entire government. Now, let me point something out to you. The architect behind all this was George H.W. Bush. Okay. His real name, last name is Scherf. He was a Nazi. His father, Prescott Bush, was caught committing treason against the U.S., signed an agreement to stay out of prison that neither he nor none of his family members would ever run for political office. That was stolen out of the congressional archives by Sandy Berger, who stuck it down his pants and walked it out. George H.W. Bush, you have to remember, he was at Daley Plaza and was seen there, photographed there the day that JFK was shot. He was the director of the CIA. He served as Reagan's vice president for 8 years, was his had his own presidency for 4 years, was Bill Clinton's handler in the CIA for those 8 years. His son had it for the next 8 years, then he was Obama's handler for the 8 years after that. So you've got this guy who's got over 50 plus years of time to put key people in the bottleneck positions that control our government. You wonder why Hillary's still walking around free when her 30,000 emails. I mean, if I did in a civil suit in just superior court, much less federal court, what she did, destroying evidence and breaking up Blackberries and bleach bidding things, I'd be in jail for that.
Yes.
But she is still out there walking around free. So they have, the Epstein incident has proved that it's not just bribery that they use, but blackmail and human compromise to make people bend to their will to do this takeover and to inflict upon the world this new world order. And I want to remind you of George H.W. Bush's speech, his State of the Union that year, when he said, "We are on the verge of a new world order." He meant it.
Well, we are. And even the Antifa, that's what they're talking, the sit-in that they're saying is starting September 17th. It's going to last for 50 days in front of the White House. They say they want to usher in a revolution and a new world order.
Well, that's what they're working on. They want this this global government. They want no borders. They want to have a global power system that controls everybody and everything, whether you live in sub-Saharan Africa or you live in Malaysia, or whether you live in the USA, you're going to be subject to the same rules, the same universal. And their goal is to wipe out, the majority of humanity. We reduce the population level so their global warming problem goes away, and the planet's resources last for a much longer time. But like I said, that is a non-human agenda. What we should be doing is putting all of our resources into getting these free energy technologies out there, which are known to exist. I did an interview with Dr. Stephen Greer recently, and he and I were talking about anti-gravity. And I said, "I can give you an example of where you can see an anti-gravity device working, and I'll guarantee you 90% of your listeners have seen this device, but they didn't know it."
What is it?
It's the B-2 bomber. Now, if you're good at math and calculus, you can calculate what the thrust of the engines is, and you can calculate what the area of the wing is, and you can calculate what the maximum weight of that aircraft can be fully loaded with fuel and payload. Well, it carries much, much more than it should. And so there are anti-gravity devices at work on that device, on that aircraft, that allow it to perform the way it performed, because it shouldn't perform that way. I mean, it just shouldn't. Yeah. The math doesn't support it. I mean, look at those two issues of, you know, surface area of the wing and available thrust. And there's no way that thing should carry the load that they've got listed for it.
Well, it seems like the technocrats, the scientists and engineers that want to help them, want to rule the world with science and engineering, and they are the ones who are also, their ethics and their morals are a little bit, you know, they're flexible too.
But flexible.
That they're the flexible, because most scientists and engineers just aren't like that. But they get the, and their tools for being able to control the whole world. They're using that pathway is how that fits in, I think.
I think most scientists and engineers are good, upright, honest guys. And but what they've done is they've stifled creativity. They've stifled innovation. If yes. you come up with a good idea that actually works, you're disappeared, killed, bankrupted, humiliated. Somehow you're taken out. But just look at what the advantage of just having a functional anti-gravity device would do. Let me give you a simple example. If you look at a GE Frame 7 generator that takes a jet turbine engine to run it, okay? Now, if you could generate that same amount of power using the same generation pieces, but if you used an anti-gravity device and you could run it with a half horsepower lawnmower motor and generate the same amount of power, can you imagine the fuel savings? Can you imagine how much money would be saved?
Well, it also then allows you to run a simple zero-point energy battery to run it. Because the zero-point energy, I've done shows on this, they have that technology as well. They just won't fund it to get it to the next level, or they won't let it come out. It's the energy field around us, right? And basically...
Oh, no, it's being able to tap into the energy of the ether and the universe itself.
The ether, yes.
You know, what holds it all together. I understand. I've read Tom Bearden's work.
Yeah, basically, they just reduce the electron... they pull out the energy from the electron, and the electron gets zapped more energy from the ether, and they keep doing that. You can get a house, you can do a battery for a house the size of, I don't know, you know, 2 foot by or foot by foot or whatever, and you can just, your house goes forever. These things will last forever.